pain doesn't last forever. You say, well, you don't know me. You know, I've had this pain for years and years and years. I'm going to have it the rest of my life. Yeah, but it's going to be over soon. Sooner or later, it's going to be over. It doesn't last forever. Someone has said, you have pain. It's an indication that you're alive, okay? Otherwise, you wouldn't feel pain, right? That's right. And I love Moses, who in Hebrews 11:25 we read, he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Now, Moses, he was right up next to the, maybe next in line to be the throne. He was schooled in all the learning of Egypt. He was a gifted orator, even though he stuttered on the mount when at the burning bush, and he stuttered around. But his history says that he was a gifted orator, and he was a general in the army winning battles. I mean, he was a right outstanding man. And he could have stayed right there in Egypt and enjoyed all that, but he chose rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Yes. Turn with me to James chapter 5. Verse 10. Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. And you heard of the patience of Job and how God is very pitiful and merciful. But above all things, my brethren, on and on. Now, verse 13, is any among you afflicted, let him pray. So that's the first thing you do when you are afflicted, whatever it is. It could be, you know, I mean, there's no one here who hasn't or won't experience some kind of pain, suffering, affliction, whatever. Yeah. And so, but do we pray first off? I'm glad God is never too busy, and he's always there to hear us when we pray. 1 Peter 5:10. Wrong reference. I'm not sure. Is it 2 Peter? But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you what? Perfect? Establish? Strengthen, settle you. What's that reference? I have it written down wrong. What is it?
1 Peter 5:10.
What?
1 Peter 5:10.
Oh, it is 1 Peter 5:10. I'm still in James, no wonder. Yes. So suffering brings us to perfection or completion, establishes, strengthens us, and settles us. If we respond right, right? 1 Peter 1:6-7, for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine. This is the NIV. Yeah. After, for a little while, suffer grief in all kinds of trials. Yes. And Apostle Paul, am I? God says, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. So suffering, my friend, is part of God's plan for us. If you haven't accepted that yet, it's time you do right now. Suffering. If you're not going to suffer, then you don't deserve to identify with Jesus, and yeah, you're missing out on a lot of blessings. Yes. Well, I see I'm not going to get through all my notes. There is a song, and I don't know the music to it, that says, we are tossed and driven on the restless sea of time, somber skies and howling tempests,